Proclamation number 5966, dated the May 25th, 1954. Healing the sick. Signs and miracles. Evidence of faith. I know my own and I know the will, and corresponding to this will I call them to work for me and my kingdom. Hence the kind of activity in my vineyard as well as my servant's nature differ, for everyone carries out the work which corresponds to his nature, everyone serves me in accordance with his ability, and I accept the service of anyone who is of good will and strives towards me. Besides, human hearts are different too, thus the fields in my vineyard need to be treated in different ways and only I can make this judgment, who knows the slightest stirring of a human heart which shall be used for a successful work of redemption. I am as recognizable in a storm as in the quiet rustling of a gentle breeze, the mightiest elements give evidence of me and the softest breath bears witness to me. I am always the originator, the source, the foundation. Sometimes I am barely discernible and at other times distinctly apparent, but always recognizable by someone who wants to recognize and try to find me. And I always express myself in accordance with people's needs, depending on their adversity and their ability to change. What can result in a complete change of will in one person may well leave no impression at all on another, on account of which he will need greater evidence of my existence, which will then be given to him by my love in order to save him. But I am also present where no external signs confirm it. I am just as present in the heart of a person who bestows his love and will on me, and I will influence him gently and quietly. For he will need no obvious proof of my presence, he will be aware of it and feel my nearness so clearly that he will have the heartfelt relationship of a child to the father and thus already own everything he needs for his earthly way of life, an unshakable faith in me and my love, which enable him to live in accordance with my will. Where unbelief is so strong that words alone will not suffice, I will help with signs and miracles. Yet this can also turn into a judgment for people if they lack the will to change themselves. But the faith of the sick and unhappy merely requires an incentive in order to grow so strong that it will profess me before the world. Therefore I can reveal myself in my might and glory to the sick and unhappy. For most of the time they have already been purged by their illness and their souls can recognize me easier if I come close to them. The sick don't deny me entry to their hearts, and if my word is preached to them the effect on them is so powerful that the strength of my word already has a beneficial effect, and they will be healed because they believe. But unbelievers witnessing it and thereby gaining faith will first have to let it come alive through love. And then it will depend on their degree of love as to how their faith will take effect, but their responsibility will be greater if an obvious demonstration of my working leaves them unimpressed, so that they will have to believe after their experience but won't change their way of life as a result of their knowledge. Therefore, don't wish for too obvious a demonstration of faith, for then you will receive an extraordinary grace which will also oblige you extraordinarily. But if they are bestowed upon you, then make use of them and take advantage of this grace in order to achieve a higher degree, in order to then also speak on behalf of me in my name before the world, in order to be loyal laborers in my vineyard, whom I will bless for working for me and my kingdom. Amen.